Welcome to NCCI's State of the Line podcast. I'm your host, Christine Pike. In today's episode, we'll talk about workers' compensation industry trends and how they can impact claim frequency and the overall line. Joining me today is NCCI Senior Practice Leader and Actuary, Sandra Kippist. Welcome to the podcast, Sandra.
Hi, Christine. Thank you for having me. So I joined NCCI almost 2 years ago. I had strong connections to NCCI even before I started working here. You know, I really think that having been in the carrier role for many years, working closely with clients who were, of course, carriers, uniquely positioned me to now serve NCCI stakeholders. This job has been a natural fit for me.
I do think so. And we are glad that you are here at NCCI. So tell us a little bit about your current role.
Yeah, so in my role here, I focus on communicating industry results to NCCI customers. Customers rely on all sorts of information, industry results and trends and data and insights. And all of this is to supplement their own data and then also provide a benchmark so that they have what to compare their own results to. You know, it's not just those overall results that matter, but diving deeper to understand the drivers and trends that underlie those results. That's what's important for our customers.
Sure. So I think trends would be a great place to start. It was a topic that you also presented at AIS, and I believe you went a level deeper into trends by sector. Let's talk about why we're discussing trends at this level and what's important to know about them.
Yeah, so it was the first time that we presented trends in this way down to the sector level. And we did this because we heard directly from our customers that that's what they needed. So we heard them and we responded. And, you know, it makes total sense. Customers do business by sector. So of course they need trends at that same level. A lot of the information that's out there is provided on an overall basis, and that information is very useful for large national carriers that write business in a wide range of industries. It helps them to understand their results. But we wanted to also address smaller or specialty carriers, those that specialize in writing, for example, construction for small business or heavy manufacturing. Those types of carriers need to better understand trends that are appropriate for their unique book of business. The truth is, even those large carriers, while they may write business in many industries, They often analyze their book on a segmented basis. And they too need industry trends that are at that same level. So that's why we did this work, to support our stakeholders by providing trend information at the sector level.
That sounds great. And so before we drill down into the trends by sector, can you give us a current look at the state of the line?
Yeah, so there's a lot of good news there. First, let me start by saying that the workers' comp system is healthy and strong. We've observed remarkable results with combined ratios under 100 for the past 10 years, and that's just through 2023, right? We're now well into 2024. We've started looking at 2024 to understand, to get an early look. So looking at data through the first half of the year, we're anticipating that the calendar year combined ratio is going to come in at under a 90. So, you know, again, another year with strong results. I want to get back to your question about trends. One of the key drivers of the low combined ratios is that workers' comp claim frequency has been declining. I'm not just talking the most recent years. It's been declining for decades. We know that things like automation and an emphasis on safety has helped to improve the frequency of claims. And I'll tell you, I know if I worked in a high-risk occupation, I'd feel much better about going to work today than I would have 20 years ago. Things are just safer. You know, the important point that I want to make in all this is that while frequency overall has been decreasing, when we look at it by sector, the trends are more nuanced.
It's great to hear, though, that the overall frequency has been decreasing. That's really good news for the industry, of course. But it sounds like not every industry is seeing the same decline in the frequency. Do I have that right?
Precisely. Frequency can be driven by many trends, one of which is economic trends. And we know that economic trends differ by industry. So for example, if an industry is growing quickly, there may be an increase in new hires who have less experience, right? And because of that, they may have a higher risk of accidents. But we need to be careful here because this rule of less experienced workers having more workers' comp claims, well, that in and of itself is going to vary by industry.
Can you give us an example of that?
Let me give you an easy one. You and I, right? We work at NCCI where we're in an office all day, sitting behind a desk, not a whole lot of risk going on. And if we were new at our jobs, well, I guess we might be less proficient and we might make some mistakes. And that could cause a whole host of issues for us. But thankfully, it probably would not cause a workplace injury.
Sure.
On the other hand, if one of us was, let's say, a truck driver or a crane operator or a roofer, making a mistake as a new worker is much more serious. It could result in a catastrophic accident, and that would result in a large workers' comp claim.
Yes, very different from the original scenario of working in an office. Makes sense.
You know, here's the important point. Just because employment is growing in a specific sector, it doesn't necessarily mean that the number of accidents will increase. What we really need to understand is how an industry might be growing. So to make that real, here's another scenario. Let's say an industry is growing, but it's not because the rate of new hires is going up. Instead, it could be because workers aren't quitting and employers are not laying off workers at the same rate that they have in the past. That will have the exact opposite impact. What that means is more experienced workers are staying in their job longer, and those workers are going to be less prone to accidents, right? And for workers' compensation in particular, that's going to drive claim frequency down. And that's why it's important to understand what's really going on under the surface.
So let's take something like a recession or an economic downturn. How does that impact industry trends?
So that's a great question. When there's an economic downturn, it also can impact industries differently. You know, there's the saying, if you've seen one recession, you've seen one recession. And what that means is that every recession is different. We often think of manufacturing and construction as being impacted first. Right, we'll see increase in layoffs and a significant reduction in hiring. Mm-hmm. And you know, and in that case, you're going to see a reduction in frequency because it's typically the last to be hired that's laid off first. So the number of less experienced workers will decline, and that will likely lead to a decline in frequency. So what do you think will happen when the recovery starts?
When the recovery starts, I'd have to imagine we would see the opposite impact. More new hires and then frequency would likely increase.
Exactly. Exactly. Got it. You know, and also let's think about what happened during the Great Recession. The housing market we know collapsed, and that impacted construction workers the hardest. And those workers lost their job, and that put downward pressure on claim severity. And let me just explain that a little bit. You know, construction typically has the highest severity of all the industries. And then as we had fewer workers in construction, that caused overall severity to flatten.
So you mentioned that every recession is different. Can you give us an example of a recession or downturn where a different industry other than construction, say, was impacted?
Yeah, sure. Let's take the COVID recession, right? That had a completely different impact by industry. Instead of construction being hit the hardest, this time it was leisure and hospitality that was most impacted. You know, think back to 2020, right? We weren't traveling or attending events like concerts or sporting events. We weren't going out to eat. All of that stopped or at least slowed considerably. And that directly impacted the leisure and hospitality industry. So in that industry, hiring slowed significantly and employees were laid off or they were furloughed. All of this caused claim frequency to go down. And you know, what's interesting is that construction, because it's work that's done outside, it was less impacted than most other industries. So that's very different from what we saw in the Great Recession. Some other examples of how industries were impacted in different ways due to COVID. Office and clerical workers, right? Like us, many office workers were able to work from home. So this industry saw less of an impact. Think about transportation and warehousing. This sector grew significantly because of our heavy reliance on online shopping. And I'm sure many of our listeners can relate to the extra e-commerce spending. I don't know about you, Christine. I know I can.
Oh, for sure. I definitely can relate to that. Yeah. So let's bring us full circle here. You began by telling us that frequency is declining overall, but it sounds like that wasn't the case for all industries.
Exactly. And by sharing how labor market and other trends vary by sector, you can see why it's important to go one level deeper and examine what happened at an industry level. There's a lot of variation. And, you know, if you're a carrier that writes in specific industries, or, you know, if you just want to analyze your book by industry, you'll want to use trends that are specific to the business that you write. And that's why we're providing this analysis of trends at a more granular level.
That's great. That's awesome. Sounds like there's a lot to cover. It's a lot more to cover. What is next for you and your team, Sandra?
Yeah, there's a whole lot more. In our next series, we're going to examine individual industries and get into the details. We'll also look at other indicators that can influence frequency, such as working from home, automation, or new safety technology. There's lots of stuff coming.
We're definitely looking forward to that, Sandra. And thank you so much for joining us today.
Absolutely. It was my pleasure. Thank you.
If you'd like to get in touch with Sandra, it's easy to do. You can reach out to her at insights@ncci.com. And I know she'd be happy to answer any of your questions.
And if you enjoyed this episode, subscribe, leave us a review, and share this program with your network. It'll really help us grow the channel and reach more listeners just like you. Find more episodes at ncci.com/podcast, where we cover even more on the issues that are top of mind in workers' compensation. Thanks so much for tuning in to the State of the Line podcast. See you next time.
This podcast is the copyrighted material of the National Council on Compensation Insurance, 2024, all rights reserved.